According to the officer in charge of ANMAS program in the country, Richard Bolter, South Sudan is not an exception, especially with the ongoing civil war. They detected 150 new hazards each month, which are dangerous to human lives. ANMAS says it has destroyed millions of explosive devices since 2004, 40,000 landmines and 900,000 items of explosive ordnance. Richard explains how dangerous these ordinances are.
But that's the mines that explode. It's the ones that remain unexploded that stop the delivery of aid. Close roads, inhibit the movement of people, deny land for agriculture, and prevent aid organisations getting into areas and doing what they do so very well. So mine clearance is all about not just clearing the mines, but finding a safe route around them sometimes, identifying safe areas where humanitarian actors can work safely, safe areas where people can resettle, safe areas where people can grow their crops.
The youth are also involved in mines awareness, helping the communities to understand the dangers of mines through songs. The J Family Entertainment has been one of those who have composed a song aimed at carrying out awareness together with ANMAS. Here is a piece from one of the J Family songs. Oh, oh,
oh, oh. J Family Entertainment.
Shako on the beat.
Lubang Steven is a youth and a manager of the J Family Entertainment. He advises everybody, especially children, not to play with any metal that they are not familiar with, which could lead to death.
Don't touch it. If you suspect something that is wrong, report to the next authority. The authorities are many. It could be your elder, it could be your papa, it could be your chief, it could be your bomber. Administrators, for the children, let them not play with anything they don't know, because they will die if it explodes. Like can see Hadidat, they are just alive. Can figure the our result. So we wanted our children not to play with anything that is not familiar in the environment.
Also, here are some of the voices of people explaining how dangerous mines are to human lives, and especially children who are at times involved in collecting metals.
Concerning the landmine, it was last year during that time the miners, they came here in our school. Then they discovered that somewhere ahead there was a line, there was a bomb. So they came, then they mine it. But right now our life is safe, you can move anywhere. And we thank them for the work they have done, that our school now is safe.
Most of people who are also involved in the accident, we found these are the kids. So we tried up to come up with a team with the other girls, primary school. This is one primary school in Juba. So we team up with them to explain these things so that each and everyone can get understand about the dangers of landmine.
Last week, Team Ladna, ANMAS program manager in South Sudan, said the government of Japan has contributed $1 million for the mine action project, enhancing the humanitarian mine action program in South Sudan. Japan has so far contributed more than $14 million in support of mine action operations, including the clearance of land, the removal of explosive hazards, and delivery of mine risk education to people. Regina Gonle, reporting.